Even in Nigeria, you see that in the last 1 month or so, with the emergence of the APC, which is an opposition party, a coalition of opposition groups, that particular group has been trying to undermine the president. And the opposition has been very vocal. They've been trying to do everything to undermine the ruling People's Democratic Party, which is the party of the president. And there are certain elements within the ruling PDP who have been aligning with that other party. And also there are persons even in government who have been taking steps and who have been conducting themselves in a manner, a clear attempt to undermine the ruling government. Because in the past, any time former President Obasanjo wrote a letter against a sitting president, there were consequences, there were reactions in the form of maybe military intervention or maybe the failure of the government. And the president saw it necessary to warn the public and the international community to say, this is an old script that is being replaced.
It seems to me, going through the letter, President Goodluck Jonathan seems very, very hurt by the former president's accusation that President Jonathan has placed over 1,000 Nigerians on a political watch list, and that President Jonathan has trained snipers and other militia to assassinate people. It seems to me he feels very hurt.
You know, in that particular section of the response to former President Obasanjo, President Jonathan says that, one, it is an unfair and an unkind and an insincere allegation. And it may be very clear that if President Obasanjo feels strongly about it, he should provide the evidence.
President Jonathan is denying also that he's causing problems within the ruling PDP.
Well, I mean, a substantial section of that response was devoted to that. And it may be clear that, in fact, the people who are causing problems within the party are, in fact, the headers of the party, the supposed headers of the party. And evidence is available to show that, in fact, when President Obasanjo was president, he, in fact, did a lot of things to sabotage that party, either at the national level or at the state level.
If the current president, Goodluck Jonathan, tells the former president that his advice is a threat to national security, that is very serious. So where do things go from here?
It's not a question of former President Obasanjo offering advice to President Jonathan. It's a question of former President Obasanjo striving, struggling, trying to play God. If you go back to former President Obasanjo's letter, he says in that letter that he's the one who put President Jonathan there as president. Now, for a man to go public and boast publicly, internationally, that he installed the president, and that he did it also in 1979. I think that the international community must be concerned about that.